Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in on a Victory Monday and a Reaction Monday. We here on The Drive are reacting to that ass-kicking the Texans put on the Baltimore Ravens, and we want to hear from you. Figgy Fig is in the building, holding it down, doing a little OT as Tyler is under the weather. Hopefully we see T-Mill back tomorrow with us here on The Drive, but shout out to Figgy holding it down. 713-572-4610. You know the drill. Call in and Figgy will get you on the line. I want you to have this thought. Don't just come out here spewing stuff. I want you to have this thought. Have the Texans done enough in these last two games in which we understand the opponents? It's 70-10. Have they done enough now in which you feel comfortable that this team can make a run for a playoff spot? Have they done enough thus far? 713-572-4610. Clem, before we get in here, I want to say thank you to Jalen Noel for that Ray Lewis celebration.
Yes, that was good.
That you did. That was fantastic. I want to also say thank you to D'Amico. Now that we heard him on his press conference today, earlier today on In the Loop, where he said, yeah, I've been pushing the guys to have more celebrations in mind. And he said he was surprised. He had no mention of the weak reaction of the Baltimore Ravens. First off, Jair Alexander, your ass ain't been there long enough to say I'm not gonna give you.
This
the
was
ball
his
back.
First game too,
man,
right?
Get that. I think he got his ass roasted by the Bills in the first game, and then he's had an injury. Your ass ain't been there long enough. You just ain't. You ain't been there long enough. All right. And not to mention that they putting it on your ass. Shut up. Stop. And this is, by the way, that's when I knew this version of the Ravens, this is over. There's going to be a massive change. I think it's John Harbaugh. They didn't want to play for John Harbaugh in the game, but they ain't going to come and be pissed off when their ass is down. I don't even know what the score was at the time then. 30-something to very little.
Yeah, it was in the 30s.
And then you going to be pissed because he's doing Ray Lewis's dance. Boy, get up out of here. That's when y'all ain't going to play during the game, but y'all going to play during celebration. Ray Lewis probably would have walked out there and said, hell no, you keep doing it. Like my man Stacy said in the wood, that young rookie got more heart than y'all do. Shut up. Shut up and sit down there and let him do it, Jair Alex. How dare you? Who the hell are y'all? Y'all done got y'all asses mad. Y'all not mad because they in there whooping y'all ass? These dudes ain't been able to do nothing all year. Christian Kirk ain't ran past a soul. And he's down here running way. I mean, he could have sat there and waited another 5 seconds for Chris. He could have said, here, Christian, run to the other side of the field. Stop and run to the other side of the field. Get open. Y'all wasn't doing it. You get mad. Them Ravens, this is done. John Harbaugh is a dead man walking.
Well, on top of getting mad, you just try to take the ball from him.
Take the ball.
Like push him or blindside him or something. You can't just tug of war the ball.
And
I mean, that's something that, I mean, Trey's, your boys, that's something Nicholas would do.
Nicholas, yeah, he's
that's
fine.
It. Nicholas, you can see Nicholas out there trying to take the ball for an extended period of time from
give it to me.
Give it to me now and play in tug of war.
He said, y'all may have won, but I ain't going to let you keep the ball when you're doing the Ray Lewis dance. Did you just say that
out loud? Did you hear yourself, Jair?
Again, you're a Packer. You've been here. You played a game and a half. Get out of here.
You know, the bigger point you make there,
they're
is,
done,
is that Harbaugh's done. I don't know that they're gonna justify firing him after a performance where so many guys are hurt, but I do think there's something there, Ron, of like,
no, they may not do it now.
They just flat out quit on this dude.
This reminds me, he's been there 18 years. This reminds me,
has he been there that long?
Yeah. This reminds me of that last year, Andy Reid in Philly. Remember they signed all them dudes? And then it was like a 4-win season, and you could just tell like his voice had just stopped. It ain't that Andy couldn't coach anymore. Clearly, we see, but it just
turned
12, 13 years, man.
Out. Yeah,
it was over. Yeah, man. Like, listen, man, we see it. We saw the 49ers. They had the same amount of injuries, and it just as many important pieces on their team, and they not only competed. Them dudes didn't compete. Yeah. The only time they competed is when Jalen Noel did a Ray Lewis touchdown dance. That's the most competing they did all game. All right, 713-572-4610. We hear from you. Have they done enough? Have they done enough to prove to you in these last two games that they can make a run to the playoffs? Jay, let's start with you. Have they done enough for you, Jay?
Yes, sir, Ron. Man, I'm feeling good, man. Remember when I called in 2 weeks talking crazy, man? This is the team that I love, man. This is the team that I root for. You know, man, we back on track, man. We back on track. Dalton Schultz, man, I'm so proud of him. The way he's blocking, man, I'm so proud of CJ. That's how we do it, man. I got to go, man.
Appreciate you, Jay. Jay had lost it a couple of weeks back. He lost his mind a bit. I think Jay was ready to fire D'Amico. I believe that was Jay. Jay was ready to be out on
fire
D'Amico.
All, baby.
He was out. I just said, take a deep breath, big dog. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna be all right. 713-572-4610. Again, we hear from the people. Have they done enough to prove to you that you think they can make a legitimate run to get to the playoffs? Pat, your thoughts.
I think we have, man. I think our defense is good enough to play this next streak, which is gonna be the Seahawks, 49ers, Broncos and Jaguars, all playoff teams. After CJ hit, you know, these two slump busters of a defense, I think we're going to be on the right groove to beat them.
All right, appreciate the call, Pat. See, that's the deal, though, Clint, is I don't –
Great call.
Yeah,
slump busters, man.
Yeah, slump busters.
Big, big, thick slump busters.
Yeah, that was – I mean, yeah, that Baltimore, that was a real big one. that was one of them big ones that know how to dress good. One of them cute big ones, cute big girls right there that dress good. Say, yeah, I'm a little big, but I still wear thongs.
Confident.
Yeah, confident. I still wear a thong. Anyway, the defense, I don't think there's ever been a question about the defense, right? There have been some things where you're like, damn, man, they gave up that many yards against the Bucs on the ground, or they couldn't get some stops late. But I mean, hell, you hold a team to 14 points. Like, you feel like you should win. You hold a team to 17 points. You feel like you should win. But I think the thing he's talking about, although he used slump buster, is their offense gaining, at least they're gaining confidence, right? Like, in college, I've seen this. Bill Snyder at K-State was big on this. Yeah, I ain't gonna schedule a soul. I'm just going to get – we're going to run it up. We're going to get some confidence. And we're going to run our offense, and we're going to feel good about ourselves. And then we run into these teams. It feels like maybe they've done this a little bit, Clint, where CJ just looks visibly more confident, more in control, more comfortable than he was obviously when they was losing.
Look, I would argue that CJ needed these two games in preseason. CJ needed these two games in this type of atmosphere, and he needed to see this level of success in the preseason instead of getting his head rung by Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter all training camp long, or instead of playing one series in a preseason game. Like, you can argue that, especially in hindsight, that those first three games may have went a little different if this offense had some level of an identity of what the hell they wanted to do instead of just getting absolutely abused all training camp long. And so the way I look at it, man, these two previous games look like preseason games. In a sense of going, and I don't mean that as negatively and disrespectful as it sounds. It's just a team went out there, and you could tell it's starting to find themselves, starting to create a little bit of an identity. Guys are starting to kind of buy in a little bit. The offensive coordinator starting to realize who does what better, and the you know, because of the injuries, you're getting a little bit more of Dalton Schultz than you thought you'd probably get at the beginning of the year, and things are kind of starting to unfold for you in a preseason type of way. And now you got a bye week, get healthy, and now you got to go on the road to see if you can kick your season off the right way in Seattle.
Text line coming in, confident but gonna be tight. They need to sweep the remaining division games or will be a wild card at best. Now, I will say this. You dug yourself a hole, obviously, at 0-3. Let's keep looking at the rest of the AFC. Because the rest of the AFC, it's usually right now, especially going to a 17-game schedule, it's like, all right, man, let's 10 wins. You got to get to 10 wins. We've actually seen teams get to 10 and not make the playoffs. It feels like this year you might be able to get in at 9 wins. Just with the Bengals, they may be out of it here without Joe Burrow. And hell, they're not even – he came to the podium today and he's not even saying Jake Browning's going to be the starter. Now, I don't even know who the hell else is over there. But we see the Ravens are probably in a bit of a hole there. And the Dolphins and the Jets stink. The Raiders clearly are in a different space. You know, we'll see. There's a lot of teams like the Texans and the Jags and the Steelers and Chargers. And the Chargers even. They dropped two in a row. There's a lot of those teams. Tell the Chiefs right now, they're 2-2. There's a lot of those teams right there in that range where you could at least right now, you're maybe a game away from feeling like the Texans completely can be in that space. But I do agree with the texter. The 0-3 start did kind of put you in a hole. And you got to win some of these games. Let's just say we're looking at it. The Ravens game before the season started is a game that you didn't think they were going to win. So this is one that you can almost say they stole, right? Like this is one you didn't identify as a dub. So that, you know, I get that point there. But let's look at the rest of the AFC. It's not as strong win-wise right now as maybe we thought it would be.
Well, look, the story with the Texans right now is I mean, you'd be crazy to be talking about winning the division and getting a home playoff game, which is where we were when this thing started.
Yeah.
Right? Right now it is, can you get this record back on the positive note? Can you get it back on the right side of 500? And then can you find a way to make this division interesting with Indianapolis? The good thing is you've got two games late season against Indy. So as long as you've got that, you've got the ability not to control your own destiny, but you got the ability to swing the division in a major way. And you're going to be a better version of yourself when that game comes around. And so, yeah, I mean, look, the light is at the end of the tunnel. It's the truth. Like you said, you've dug a hole and now you've got to find a way to steal more than just the Baltimore game to get back on the right side of 500 here. So, yeah, I mean, like you said, if 9 wins is the mark and not winning the division, right now I think it's a fair conversation with the –
Yeah, just talking about a playoff spot.
Yeah, because, Indy looks good now. They're scoring points at will. And
they went 40-6 yesterday?
Yeah, something like that.
Good God almighty.
They're rolling now.
And Geno's just out there giving. You know, every single list I saw this year had Geno Smith cleared maybe about 2 quarterbacks over Dak.
Yeah, I mean, Geno was, I guess, him and Dak right on the fringe, right?
But, I mean, I've seen.
He's looking like Geno for the Jets
West Virginia Geno.
I saw Geno at like 12 or 13 and Dak like 14, 15. Oh, tough. And Dak looked like he might be the MVP of the league. All right, Northside D, do you still believe Northside D? Turn your radio down.
Yes, sir.
Turn your radio down.
That works.
Does that work?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man,
I'm looking at it from a different lens, man. I listen to y'all guys every day. But I look at it from a different lens. I never kind of wavered.
Because I already knew the OC was a new OC, so I kind of looked at it different. But it's good to see that he got back on track, man. And I listen to what y'all be saying, and on the cool, I don't disagree with anything. But even with all the bad that went on in that 0-3 start, we can easily be 5-0 or at least 3-2 on the cool. So with things looking back up, I feel like we're stepping in the right direction, man. As long as we keep doing what we're doing, we can compete with anybody. We just got to keep our quarterback upright and him make all the right decisions. And I'm going to step back and listen to y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate D. Listen, yeah, they could. I mean, their defense has played well enough. Again, they gave up 14 points to the Rams and 17 to the Jags. And right, they had a lead at the end of the game over the Bucks with 9 seconds left, and they lost. So, yeah, they could. But, I mean, they weren't. And I think a big reason why they're not is because their offense hadn't been showing any kind of signs. If they were playing with the offense they played in the last five quarters, yeah, they'd be 5-0. But, like this texter just said, good win, great win. Let's see what they do on the road against Seattle, and we'll talk. I think that then we'll start to see them going up against a legit playoff team, and can they pull that win off? And I think if they beat Seattle, I think clearly everybody's got to look at them differently, or you're just a hater.
Yeah, you beat Seattle on the road. Now you've gone out and done something that really good football teams struggle to do. You've gone out and beat a team in a wild environment in prime time, a team that's got unless it's Tampa Bay Buccaneers they're facing, got a really good defense and Sam Darnold. If that ball wouldn't have bounced off that damn D lineman's head, but I think you may be looking at him a little different today too. So, it's a good football team. I mean, you go beat Seattle, then you automatically put yourself into one. I think in order to beat them, we're going to have four more quarters of C.J. Stroud playing the brand of quarterback that we need. And I'll be honest with you, Ryan. I think it's as simple as this. We talk this thing six ways to Sunday for 4 hours every day. I get it. But I think it boils down to this. With this defense, if C.J. Stroud stays committed, whether it works or not is irrelevant. If CJ, to my point, whether it works or not is irrelevant to my point. If he keeps playing the brand of quarterback of searching to get answers immediately in the quick game, works low to high and takes minimizes the amount of risk that he takes, and then when he does, it's calculated. Whether they all hit or he hits one of three instead of two of three, whether they have to go for it on fourth and one multiple times, like I believe that this is a team that's good enough to beat good football teams, and they're good enough to challenge for the playoffs this year, even though they started 0-3. So it's not like C.J. Stroud has to commit to this style of football and complete 85% of his passes to do it, right, and have eight different guys catch balls. That's ideal, but it doesn't have to be that clean and that efficient for this team to win games. What you have to do is refrain from allowing the defense to force you into situations where you all of a sudden start taking more and more risk. And now the defense isn't even good enough to overcome it, right? So, I mean, it's just committing to the level of the offense, even when it's tough, is going to be the key. Yeah.
All right, let's head to our players of the game, our Man Eye Institute player of the game. You could text in yours, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. There's a lot to choose from, guys. A lot of people stood out in yesterday's game. Who's your player of the game? We'll discuss that coming up next.